Hello and welcome to my show, Nutrition for Health, Perfect Weight and Wellbeing on UK Health Radio, your global feel-good radio. I'm Dora Walsh, and I've been working in the field of natural and functional medicine for over 14 years. I'm a qualified nutritionist and nutritional therapist, and I support my clients to overcome their chronic health concerns like hormonal imbalances, digestive problems, chronic fatigue, autoimmune conditions, skin concerns, low immunity, and more. You can find out more about me on the internet and you can follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Now, this week, we're going to be talking about the importance of gut health and exactly how you can achieve it. There's an increasing understanding and focus on gut health, and we're becoming more aware about how this organ directly impacts our health and well-being on every single level. The gut refers to your gastrointestinal system, and the health is determined by the levels and the types of bacteria in your intestinal tract. And we're going to be covering that today. The gut runs from your mouth to your back passage, and it's the part of your body that's responsible for breaking down your food into the individual nutrients which we need to use to run our bodies. And the health of the gut is so important. In fact, there's more evidence now to show that a healthy gut microbiome is important for our mental health as well as our immune health and many other things. So it's really important that we keep this organ in good shape, that we provide it with the right substrates, the right nutrition, so that the right good bacteria can grow and we can crowd out the bad bacteria. And we're going to be talking about a lot of those topics today. Bacteria is found in your gut. A lot of people think that sounds funny, but the good bacteria help us to improve our immunity, and the bad bacteria we need to keep in check. So it's wonderful to have an amazing guest on the show this week. I've got Kathy Mosley, who's in a very good position to talk about this topic. She's the founder of Boundless Activated Snacking. And you can find out more about them on their website, www.weareboundless.co.uk. You can also follow them on Facebook on at Eat Boundless and also on Instagram at Eat Boundless. Thanks for coming on the show, Kathy.
Oh, hi, Dora. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited to be with you here today.
I was really excited to talk to you because I heard about your products. I get sent a lot of stuff all the time, book launches, new products that are out in the market. And I don't always have the people on my show, but this looked amazing. I thought you have a wonderful story of a health transformation that then kickstarted a new career and a new wonderful product that can really help people with their gut health and therefore their overall health. Can you tell us a bit about your own story, about how you came to be an expert in this and how you founded your company? How did you get to know all about gut health?
Oh, thanks, Dora. Well, yeah, and I suppose we all have a story to tell, don't we? And generally, most of us who suffer with our own problems kind of look to resolve it for ourselves. I suppose that's kind of what happened to me. So I didn't come from a background at all in nutrition. I worked in the city since I was 16 for around about 25 years in a kind of high, fast-paced, a stressful environment. And I'd definitely been suffering with gut problems, or as you would call it, IBS, or uncomfortable tummy, from the age of about 16, 17. But I kind of put it aside, just think it was just one of those things. And that's what everyone always says, there's nothing you can be done. You just, there's no real kind of understanding so much of gut health back in those days. And I also made it probably fundamentally made it worse because you're sitting down in an office all day. The way you eat is very sporadic. It's kind of on the hop. It's not really very plant-based. It's not really diverse in any way. It's really high processed foods that are just going to aggravate you even more. And that's certainly what I found. And I found very much like I kind of got very tired, really exhausted towards the end of the day. I could wake up feeling exhausted. Felt really sluggish, uncomfortable in my own skin, I suppose that's probably the best way. Not to mention the fact that feeling highly embarrassed when you suddenly needed to go to the bathroom, which I'm sure probably a lot of your listeners will understand, and and them not being able to go to the bathroom for days on end, that bloating, feeling just fundamentally not right within yourself, and just not really much about information out there about it. Going to the doctors and the doctors saying, oh, maybe you're a bit stressed. Well, I'm stressed about the fact that I can't go to the toilet, that kind of stuff, and not really giving it any rhyme or reason as to why I felt so discombobulated with myself, really. And it make you feel really quite depressed, feeling outside of yourself and not happy with yourself. And which obviously, as I learned more about understanding, of course you can feel terribly depressed from your gut because of course it's completely linked to your mind as being your second brain. And I kind of started to think like I've got to look beyond what I'm being told in terms of just take some supplements or, this is just the way it's going to be. And I think I started to look into, well, okay, cutting food out, which I wasn't sure if that was going to be right for me or not. And when I say cutting food out, I kind of definitely felt that when I ate pasta or bread or things like that, that gluten was certainly making me feel worse. So I obviously started to look into cutting foods out, but of course I'm not a big believer in cutting everything out because I don't necessarily think that really helps you either. So I thought it was really important for me to find something that was a bit better. So I started to make my own snacks and take them to work, being nuts and seeds. And I knew that unfortunately though, nuts and seeds really irritated my gut also. So that made me kind of delve more into the fact that, bearing in mind they've got s powerhouse of nutrients and really great fibers and protein, knowing that that was really good for me and could keep, sustained for longer, certainly when you're sitting at a desk. I kind of like started to dive into a little bit more. And I went on holiday to Australia. And when I got to Australia, I went into a few health food shops and there was all these products saying activated, activated. And I thought, well, what's activated? And I got talking to some people over there and really started doing some research. And activated is a way to help your body digest the product you're eating far better. But I'm sure we could talk a little bit more about that later. But and I started to research that and I thought I'm going to make some activated snacks. That's what I'm going to do. And I started to feel a lot better eating that way, activated. And I decided to quit my job in the city and make activated snacks as a business. And of course, my colleagues thought I'd had a lobotomy leaving the city to go on this crusade journey, intrepid journey to starting a snack brand that was going to be better for people. But the way I saw it was, I certainly wasn't the only person out there suffering. And in fact, far more people suffer than we think. And I really wanted to change that. I really wanted to find a product that was not only, affordable, was accessible to people and to kind of really spread the gut health mission to everyone, really. And that's how I started, kind of a little bit of a strange way, but I guess for the fact from a need, really, for myself, but knowing that there was potentially much greater need for everybody else out there.
You experience firsthand suffering digestive problems, and often people do get fobbed off by their doctor. They seem to not take it very seriously, but I've suffered from it myself. And it's awful when you're constipated. You can't breathe, your heart rate changes, you feel depressed, your microbiome changes. That's why you feel depressed. You feel bunged up, your energy low, you feel lethargic.
Yeah, no, I totally agree. I mean, I think it comes back to like, what is the issue, with gut health currently? And, one in four GP appointments in the UK centre around digestive health. 86% of the UK have suffered with gastro problems in the last year, and 75% of us suffer with severe bloating. So, I mean, it's a problem. I mean, we were talking about constipation. That cause, gut health is a big issue, and it's costing the NHS absolutely millions and millions a year. I mean, constipation alone is in the ballpark of £150 million a year it costs the NHS. And I think, that people really underestimate how our gut links us to our overall well-being. And yet, like you say, in terms we are told a lot in the media to or given medication to cure this. And I say cure this, and I know obviously we're on the radio and people can't see my inverted commas, but without the education about what is actually going on inside us. And I think, we need to take a much bigger approach on kind of looking at what our guts need, rather than just popping a pill to save it. Because I think ultimately, the biggest thing is adding more fiber. I mean, we could benefit from this a lot, and in my opinion, is that the overall issue is that most of us don't know how to look after our gut. And I think we're quite limited in finding out how to do that. And I think that's what we need to change.
Yeah, I totally agree. I mean, so many people have gut health problems, and said they're fobbed off. And it's really, I think doctors don't study nutrition that much. It's not, and get a referral to a gastro that you might get a bit more of investigation. But either way, they're not going to use food as medicine, or it might take you a long time to get referred to somebody. So it is so important to have that understanding of knowing how food can help you with your gut health to resolve your issues, your symptoms, and what is it that you need to include in your diet, or as you mentioned, also sometimes exclude for a period of time in order to get relief from those problems. That kind of leads on to my next question. How do we fuel our gut properly? Because you mentioned fiber, and tell us a bit more about that. Go into a bit more detail about what we need to look out for. What do we need to have on our plate?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I think the point is plant diversity is really important. So getting that colourful veg and fruit in, but also nuts and seeds and grains count. And most people don't kind of realise that they count, this 5 a day that people talk about. Well, in terms of nuts and seeds and pulses and grains, they all cancels that. But I think you have to be kind of eating a rainbow of color. I think that's the point, is the diversity of the plant base that you're getting in. I mean, fiber, like we say, we need, and I can't underestimate how much we need that, which is back to, the grains, those whole grains, pulses, beans. I mean, beans on toast, for example. I mean, add in some kidney beans in there and you can double your fiber intake. And I think, but it's not all about, adding in supplements. It's about eating better for your gut. And I think that's what's really important. And I think that, that not to mention the fact that, supplements are really expensive. And I think it's about making gut health accessible and affordable. I mean, I know we've got this whole thing, obviously, cost of living that we've got going on right now, which is so, fundamentally, difficult for people. I think you kind of got, the whole supermarket thing at the moment with wonky fruit and veg, all of this kind of stuff. I mean, veg, whatever shape or size it comes in, is great for you. So, don't worry about it being perfectly round. Certainly don't worry about it being in plastic packaging. Just kind of upping that intake daily and kind of just having a real look at what we think is a daily way of eating, rather than these three set meals that we eat, much more, adding in that diversity throughout the day.
Tell us what's on your plate. Give us an idea to inspire our audience of this daily way of eating with an understanding of how it's going to help you. Give us a snapshot of what your breakfast, lunch would look like, if whether you snack as well.
Yeah, God, yeah, love snacking. Yeah, and I don't think just because you've got, gut issues, you shouldn't snack. I mean, my God, you want to be invited to the party, right? Who wants to be excluded and felt like you're sitting at the back? That's a really important thing, because food is such a collaborative, enjoyment, social thing, isn't it? The last thing you want to be doing is feeling that you're not invited to it. So I think that's really fundamental. So for me, what do I eat? So I always start with porridge in the morning for me, because I'm being gluten intolerant and I'm dairy intolerant. I do like gluten and I do like dairy, it just doesn't really like me, so I avoid those things. So I always start with porridge because obviously it's a massive getting in that fiber fat pumping into your gut. Do you know what I mean? So I think that's really important. It gives you that fiber kickstart. I use that with like almond milk or oat milk or something like that. So obviously your water, even, and plus, porridge, oats, are cheap. They're a great way of getting fiber in, and they're a great way of not absolutely splitting the purse for strings there. And then what I try and do is try and get some nut butter on top of that. So, whatever nut butter I can find that I think is pretty reasonable is going to get some really good protein in. And also as fruit, whatever fruit I can get that day. I mean, obviously I try to eat as much whole fruit as possible rather than a fruit juice that's just going to kind of like be removing that fiber sort of thing. And then I sprinkle on like nuts and seeds that I got. Well, obviously we make nuts and seeds at Founders, so I kind of do a bit of that as well, because obviously, I make it, so I might as well use it. It's a kind of great way to do that. And then lunch, I'll definitely have probably some fruit before that as well, maybe an apple or banana if I can, or whatever I feel has been kind of like the cheapest in the supermarket this way, or the greengrocers, whatever they've got some deals on. Fruit is great, so take on whatever you can. Lunchtime, I'm normally packing something like a soup, and I tend to try and make that myself, of which I'm going to add as much veg as I can get into that. And that might be, at the moment I've got one today, I'm making butternut squash soup with some herbs and spices. I'll put those in, and I'll also be using that with kind of like some walnuts. I'll probably put some walnuts in that today, to be fair. So again, like putting into graze, and I'll probably put in a bit of rice. That's not always brown rice, but I'll put in white rice. I mean, at the end of the day, I think Rome wasn't built in a day. I think it's making steps in the right direction. I don't live a perfect diet, but I don't want anyone else to think that. I'm here to prove that making changes, small changes, can make big differences. I'm not running a marathon or triathlon. I'm just trying to make real food for real people and eat in a real way. So I think that's really important. And then for dinner, I'll probably, I do eat meat. So I'll try probably eat meat maybe 3 times a week, and then maybe, and that maybe two meat, maybe one chicken, one red, a piece of fish, and then I'll try and stay plant-based for the rest. Tonight actually I've got a butternut squash chili that I'm making. So I'll put some red lentils in with that and some butternut squash. I'll put some kidney beans in. I probably won't have rice with it because the kidney beans are going to make it really feel full. Again, spices, tinned tomatoes, some stock, all that kind of stuff. And I mean, for me, I really love and enjoy cooking. I'll probably put some spinach on the side of it. So I really enjoy it. And I enjoy it because I've learned that cooking makes you feel so much better. It's not something that I've always had time to do. In my previous role, like I said, working in the city, I went to work at 5:30, 6 in the morning, and got home like 7, 8 o'clock at night. And the last thing you feel like doing is cooking for an hour and a half. Well, I have to say that slow cookers are an amazing thing now come winter. They really do help, from that time defined that we all seem to be. But I've learned that I feel so much better cooking. And I think that's been the revelation for me, is the fact that, before I just thought, oh, just quickly, whatever, half an hour, ping it, whatever it is. But I don't feel good. I actually feel better when I cook, in the terms of I feel better in my mind. I feel better in my whole body. So I don't begrudge myself cooking now, if that makes sense.
Yeah, definitely.
I don't begrudge it, because I know I'm going to actually feel better about it. And I think that's a slowly but surely thing. It's back to, I'm not expecting everyone to suddenly go, right, I'm going to spend 2 hours an evening cooking for me. I mean, batch cooking is always a great way with plants, because they're brilliant for batch cooking and freezing, and kind of getting yourself into that routine. But I think, don't be too harsh on yourself. I think that's probably a really big key also, is that just start bit by bit, trying to add more plants in, swapping out, meat, swapping in grains, for that really. Yeah, I just like hints of ways. Also, like, if if you're baking, great ways, add courgette, parsnip to muffins, cake, all that kind of stuff. I mean, we all love a carrot cake, but I think people have stopped to realize you can use beetroot, you can use, courgette, you can use parsnip, you can use sweet potato, pumpkin pie, for instance, of course, is made with pumpkin, which is a veg, and I think that's what's really important as well, that the use of vegetables can be used in sweet goods as well.
Kathy, it sounds like you're using every single opportunity to put health into your diet. What I love is that, with your porridge, some people might just have porridge, but you're actually enhancing and optimizing every meal. And I think people can learn from that and understand how that will impact their gut health and their overall health for the better. Because if you enhance every meal, everybody has 3 meals a day, hopefully. Think about what can you add to your bare bones of your meal to improve health. So you said you've got your porridge and then you're adding in almond milk or oat milk. So obviously you're not having your dairy milk, so it doesn't suit you, but then you're adding whole fruits, you're adding nuts and seeds and some nut butter, and you're enhancing that meal rather than just having the porridge. Lunchtime, you've got the soup, you're adding in the rice for some more sustenance, more carbohydrate, you're probably adding more veg, you're adding nuts, you're going to get the good fats. And it's not so hard. If somebody can't make their own soup, which I totally understand with people that are busy, they're pre-packed, healthy, fresh soup from the supermarket, and they can still add all that stuff.
Absolutely. It's like upgrading your meals, isn't it? I mean, I'm a hungry person, and I love being, I love eating, I love food. And I think why wouldn't you want to up your game? And I think we've just been kind of indoctrinated to kind of feel that that's, you pick something up, you eat it, that's what it is. And rather than not upgrade, I think if you look at that in the Middle East, which I think, I love Middle Eastern food and Persian food. And I think if you look at those, they would, every salad is just an absolutely completely encyclopedia of any ingredient that you could get into it. I mean, we come from this kind of UK, I know we've kind of changed it slightly now, but we still have, lettuce. I mean, a salad meaning lettuce, a tomato, maybe some spring onions, some cucumber, and it's, adding herbs and spices and nuts and seeds and avocado or anything else you can get your hands on, chickpeas, it doesn't have to be expensive. It makes your food so much more unctuous and so much more flavoursome that, you don't accept the boring, bland things that we've been accepting for quite a while. And those things that you'll get, your palate can so quickly change. It's like people talk about sugar in your content, and I think it's X amount of days to cut out sugar before your body starts to accept not having sugar. And not that I'm, not about not having sugar, but I think it's how quick your palate can change, and therefore how quickly you can accept new flavors. And I think, I think that's what a lot of people get put off with by adding nuts and seeds or thinking it seems a little bit bland or boring. I mean, it just doesn't have to be. There's just literally so much you can add, and herbs. I mean, spices are so good for your gut as well. Really help with your metabolism. Turmeric, all of these spices that just have extra functional abilities. And I think what we have to look back, I suppose, a bit of what we do at Boundless of Activation is we have to look back at two people, how people used to look at food a long, long time ago when we used to be a little bit slower and a little bit more kind of grounded to the earth about how we looked at our food. And rather than kind of keep it on this high, fast pace, processed food, which clearly has been making us sick for quite a long time. And it's about we kind of connecting with what's here and actually what nature can provide us.
We'll be back to talk a lot more about the importance of gut health and how to achieve it, and also more about activated foods, which I think is an amazing revelation, right after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltz know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltz, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltz. Life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio on my weekly show, Nutrition for Health, Perfect Weight and Wellbeing. This week, we're talking with Kathy Mosley, founder of Boundless Activated Snacking. And you can find out more about them on www.weareboundless.co.uk. You can also follow them on Facebook at Eat Boundless and also on Instagram, Eat Boundless. Kathy.
Hi, Dora.
I love this whole story about enhancing your food, optimizing your meals, just adding things in to make every meal more nutritious and therefore better for your gut. You're adding a lot of phytochemicals, phytonutrients. You're adding more fibers with raw nuts and seeds, etc., nut butters. But I'd love to learn a lot more about this topic of activation, because I think a lot of people don't know about it, do they?
No, they don't, actually, which is a real shame. But I'm hoping I'm going to be able to change that for people today and just by what we do at Boundless. So activation is about taking away and not adding something. So it's probably the most natural way for us to enhance our food in order to make it better for us. And it's really a simple method. We soak our nuts and seeds and grains in a kind of like a salt water solution to draw out phytic acid. And so to explain that a bit more, phytic acid is contained in all nuts, seeds and grains. And what phytic acid does is it binds to nutrients. So it's kind of like an anti-nutrient. It binds to all the good nutrients like iron, magnesium and zinc, which, of course, is what we all need and what we're all trying to absorb from nuts, seeds and grains. Okay, and phytic acid limits the availability of nutrients absorbed to about 5-15%. So it's quite substantial. So in order for, you know, we want to get rid of that in order to make those nutrients much more available to the gut. In explaining activation is an ancient method. I mean, it's getting back to that point about us kind of understanding a little bit more about when we were a little bit slower, when we understood a little bit more about the earth and what it can provide to us. So it's an ancient method which used to be used by Incas, Aztecs and Aboriginals. And I think I spoke to you earlier about when I visited Australia and what got me into activation. Because in Australia, activation is completely widely recognised by the general public and all medical professionals. So it makes me quite sad that they seem quite more far advanced than us in terms of where they are about their gut. But obviously, hopefully, we're here to shake that up and let everyone know and bring that to the masses in the UK. But to get back to the phytic acid that you withdraw, to break down phytic acids, which is what you're going to be absorbing if we don't soak those nuts, seeds and grains, we need phytase in our digestive tract, which is, as us good old humans, I'm afraid to see, we don't have. So we're never going to be able to break down that phytic acid. So it's not even kind of, it just means that we're going to take that less absorption. And in order to do that, we want to be able to get as many nutrients as we can. So we need to get rid of that phytic acid and in order to make the grains, nuts and seeds the best it can be. But by activating or what we call activation. It's soaking the nuts and seeds and grain. We can reduce the phytic acid levels to almost 90%. So that's a really gives us so much chance of absorbing those nutrients and making our gut much a happier place and giving us much more of the energy that we need in order to kind of, you know, give that gut digestion the best it can be. Which, you know, ultimately is allowing you to access all the really good stuff, which of course is what we all want out of our food, I guess. I mean, if we could compare it to give people some kind of example. So say you had two products sitting on a shelf that both say they've got the same grains in them. The one that isn't activated is really only going to give you the fiber, which of course, which I'm a big advocate about, is that we definitely need that fiber. But what it's not going to give you is kind of all those nutritional, which if you turn on the back of the pack, it's going to tell you all the nutritionals that you can get. It's going to tell you the iron that you can absorb, the magnesium you can absorb, the zinc, all of those things. But in actual fact, you're not going to be able to absorb those because you've not removed the phytic acid. So that's what, you know, we do at Boundless. You know, we make activated snacks that make you and your gut feel good. And I suppose hopefully I've explained that in the most simplest form I can.
Definitely. I think people will realize that, you know, those nuts, grains, and pulses, the seeds, they contain this phytic acid. Basically, as you said, it's as simple as getting rid of what isn't going to suit your digestion and your health. You want as much nutrition out of your foods as possible. And that comes down to many things, the preparation, the chewing, but also the food and whether you've taken away those things that are not helping. And preparation is so important. Tell us about your snacks and what you're doing exactly, because you mentioned you soak these things in salt water. Is that right?
Yeah. So what we do is we soak our nuts and seeds in a salt water in almost to create seawater. I suppose that's probably the best way. And what that does is the reason we're soaking, like I said, is to remove the phytic acid. But to explain to you what happens is salt water, like any saline, it draws out the phytic. So I think, like, you know, when people put a plaster on over a cut, people do that to protect from infection. But it's also the gauze is done in a certain way, isn't it, to make sure if you've got any kind of infection, it draws it to the top. In a simple format, and that's what salt water does when you're soaking nuts and seeds and grains. It draws out the phytic acid, so it removes it, keeps it into the water, allowing us to get to all those great nutrients. And then what we do with our nuts and seeds is then we bake them, so in order to kind of, you know, at lower temperatures, in order to keep all those nutrients really alive and well and kicking for your gut to take them in as easy as they can. And so we make nuts and seeds in different kind of mixes, in like different flavors, and, you know, for on the go snacking, because the thing is, activation's time process. It takes hours to soak your nuts and seeds in order to draw that phytic acid out. And because obviously we do it a very natural way, it, you know, it's going to take a long, good few hours, which obviously most people won't have time to do. And then, of course, on top of that, then you've got to bake them in a very low temperature. It also takes hours because you're drying something that's wet. And of course, as anybody knows, in terms of when you're putting it in the oven, if you have it on a high temperature and something's wet, apart from a cake, it's just going to burn. So you need to keep that temperature low you know, kind of keep all the nutrients in. So we try and make something that's probably such a long process that most people wouldn't have time to do, considering, you know, most people don't want to cook a meal after 30 minutes. So we make that accessible for people and affordable. And I think that's what's really important. Like, our nuts and seeds are the same price as a Mars bar. And I was really big for me to do that because I wanted people to make the choice on the fact that they could make the choice if they wanted to have something or not. It wasn't about whether they could necessarily afford to have it or not. And therefore, I think Mars bar is probably quite a good point of which someone is therefore choosing your product because they want to, rather than because they're choosing the Mars bar because it's the only option they can afford to. So I think that's quite good. We also make chips, which so crisps for activated, the world's first activated chip, which is great because, like I said to you earlier, I love snacking. I think snacking is a really important, enjoyable point. We all socialize around snacking. You know, if you like to have a drink, people like to sit and have some nuts and seeds, or they like to have chips and a dip. I think it's really important that we do those things the best way we can. And you know, I say this because obviously, you know, what we do have obviously is lots of large food companies peddling rubbish and writing the narrative, you know. And I think it's really important for brands like myself and ourselves, the challenger brands out there, to make sure that people have the information that they need and the choice to be able to choose something that does taste really good, but it also is going to be better for them at the same price point as the big conglomerates are trying to offer theirs at, you know.
It's so good to get this education out there, because if people don't know how this is going to help them and that this is a good alternative to those mainstream unhealthy snacks that are not going to be helping our gut health, in fact, they'll be detrimental to our gut health. It is something that people understand what this means to them, that if you're having these activated snacks, it is going to provide the substrate, that good fiber that doesn't have the phytic acid, that is going to support your gut health, and your gut microbiome can grow on those good fibers, can't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, I think gut health is becoming, you know, much more talked about subject. I mean, I've been talking about gut health clearly for decade or plus, since obviously I, you know, looked into my own gut health. And as Boundless, we've been around since 2018. So we've been talking about gut health for the last 4 years publicly. But it isn't something that people have always resonated with. And I do think that since we've had, you know, lockdown, and people have really looked at their own mental health during lockdown and maybe had time to slow down and obviously be faced with a health, you know, crisis in terms of COVID, I think people have been able to find out a little bit more about their gut and have really started to understand. I mean, if you look at what was sold mainly during lockdown, was alcohol and high fat snacks. You know, people turn to these products for comfort. And then I guess, you know, we wonder why we all came out of it feeling terrible. And I think there's a lot to be linked there, you know, not just from a social aspect of not being able to see people, but also from the fact of what we were actually feeding ourselves, you know. And that's obviously relatable to, you know, I've always had this feeling that, you know, we used to have that saying, you are what you eat. And I think that used to relate a lot to people thinking, are you taller or shorter or slimmer or bigger, whatever it may be, on that. Well, I actually think you are what you eat is actually your brain. I think, and that's how we should look at that saying, you know, what you're putting into your gut is how you're going to feel. And I think we are getting, hopefully, a lot closer to understanding that now that, you know, the scientists have, you come out a lot more about, as you mentioned earlier, Dora, about our microbiome and everything else. And I think, you know, we have an opportunity to make those big brands now stand up and stop peddling us, you know, misinformation, because I think food labeling is quite convoluted, isn't it? I mean, I myself get confused, you know, and I see people talking about gut a lot, and I think this is great. And then I look on the back and I think, why on earth are you even talking about the gut? You've got nothing to do with gut. And I think that's it's really important, because I think the lack of education out there, you know, is really holding a lot of us back. And I think we do have to seek out our own information. I think we do have to look, you know, away from the big guys, because I think, you know, they have known for a long time what they should be doing and have chosen not to. I know obviously we've got a lot of issues currently, which most people probably see in the press regarding HFSS, which is high fat sugar salt content on food. And you know, the whole point of rowing back on these buy one, get one free. I mean, I totally understand, you know, we're in a cost of living crisis. People think obviously we need to get as much food in to feed their family. It's a shame, isn't it, that buy one, get one free isn't apples or bananas, but rather than it's, other big, fizzy drink brands and stuff like that, which obviously are terrible for our gut. But I think it's the wider public are getting in tune with what's going on. And I think it's up to us, other smaller brands, to make sure that we have our consumers' back, and we make sure that they understand, what is good for their gut and totally what isn't. And I think if you choose something that isn't good for your gut, that is absolutely fine. You have the right to make that choice. I think what we need to make sure is that people have the right to have an informed choice and then make your choice. I think that's the difference.
We'll be talking a lot more about activated snacking from We Are Boundless after a few messages from our commercial partners.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Nagging pain. We at Alka-Seltzer know that a small amount of the patient's own bone marrow and blood cells can treat many painful conditions with regenerative orthopedic therapy. This is an attractive treatment option for painful joints, back pain, sports injuries, and many other conditions. It may avoid the need for surgery altogether. Alka-Seltzer, part of a network of 50 RegenX clinics worldwide, where over 60,000 patients have been treated and helped. Alka-Seltzer, life is more beautiful with less pain.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
The station that makes you feel good.
You're listening to Dora Walsh on UK Health Radio on my show, Nutrition for Health, Perfect Weight and Wellbeing. This week, we're talking with Kathy Mosley, founder of Boundless Activated Snacking. Find out more about them on weareboundless.co.uk and also follow them on Facebook and Instagram at Eat Boundless. We're talking about this importance of gut health. Now, Kathy, changed your diet, you changed your lifestyle, you resolved your gut issues, then you launched the company. You're really activating foods to take away that phytic acid so that the foods are more easily digestive and so the absorption of the nutrients is much better. How long did it take you to feel the effects of your change of diet and activating your foods? And what kind of feedback are you getting from your customers?
Yeah, okay. So in terms for myself personally, I could notice within, in terms of activating, that certainly nuts and seeds, I could notice by about a week already the difference that activation was making on my gut in terms of nuts and seeds. And because obviously nuts and seeds is where I started first before I started doing grains. And the reason being, again, removing that stigma, talking about how, bowel movements and how it makes it feel, I definitely felt the stop of irritation, which of course, if I did nuts or seeds before, within a few hours, sometimes certainly within a day, I would be in difficulty with that. It would give me really big issues with going to the bathroom and stuff like that. So I could tell literally within a week how different it was making me feel. I think in terms of changing my diet completely, making it a little bit much more plant-based and cutting out the gluten and everything else, it probably took me a good few months to feel different completely. But each week I felt improvement, just in from the sense of like my skin, like even how my skin felt and like, my eyes looking clearer. And I suppose energy. I mean, everyone always says I've got so much energy. My team always talk about that. And everyone else talks about how active and energetic I am. And I think I definitely am, and I definitely know that's changed from my diet. I think I was always active before, but I was just fighting it and hiding it from people, trying to hide how I actually felt inside. And I definitely don't have to do that anymore because I feel good inside, which I think is really great. And I think it makes me feel positive. You can probably hear my positivity.
You're very energetic, high energy, positive vibe.
Yeah, but I mean, but I honestly, I'm being really honest with you and all your listeners. I would really portray that prior, but when I would shut the door, I really wouldn't feel like that. I'd feel really low and really exhausted and almost like I was portraying a fake me, I guess, because that was the who I wanted to be. I felt that's who I should be. But it was food was making me feel differently. So look, I think I'm absolute living proof that diet can change you and definitely can make you feel happier. I think, proof is always in the pudding, as they say. And I don't think I'd be here talking to you had I not changed my diet in that way, because I just think I would have remained very ignorant to the fact of how well I could look after myself, I guess. And I think it is a bit of self-love there. I think you've got to say to yourself, I'm worth the effort, I'm worth the 45-minute dinner effort, that kind of stuff. I'm worth that, I'm worth the activated snack rather than the Mars bar today, that kind of stuff. And I think that's really true. But I think in terms of our customers, well, I think one of the biggest things is that, like I said at the beginning, we're on a mission to, be the number one, UK's number one gut health brand. And I want to make sure that everyone gets a choice of whether they want to eat gut, gut health, health friendly snacks or not, and I think in terms of our customers, obviously, I think our first initial customers were very much like myself. Very much in tune with understanding that their gut wasn't working for them, very in tune to knowing that they needed to make changes or were already making changes or who had already maybe been introduced to activation via another source. So I think that was certainly our first customers in our first year. But that's definitely changed. We've still got those customers, of course, meaning we love all of our customers of shapes or sizes, whatever. We're really happy to have everybody just as they're spreading the gut health message. But definitely our customer is wider now. And I think that comes from several reasons. I think back to the point that people are starting to understand a little bit more gut about their gut and they're interested in that and self-improvement. But I think also because I wouldn't be a founder if I wasn't to say that our products aren't really tasty. They really are. They're really delicious. And I think we've proved that being healthy doesn't have to be boring or bland. It can be just as tasty and delicious as, other brands on the high street that and making it affordable. I think that, but certainly our new customers are all different ages, I think, which is really important because I think gut health is important to everybody, not just to someone that's older, or in terms of what I would class old as my age or my parents' age or, millennial or start of Gen Z. Gut health is important from get go. And I think it's really important. We see a lot of people buying our snacks for their children, knowing the importance of, younger kids, school age children, making sure they're looking after their gut. But I think that's also because we become much more widely available across the UK. So, we're online on Amazon and number one UK Amazon snack of gut health, and we're in lots of stores across the UK, supermarkets and high street stores. And I think people seeing our brand and starting to kind of become associated with understanding what we do, I think has definitely widened our audience. But we get really lovely feedback. And I have to say that there's nothing nicer than getting somebody, emailing us or, sending something via Instagram or all of that kind of stuff and saying, you've made me be able to snack again. And I think that really makes me, that personally makes me feel great, thinking, that they have been removed from that world and feeling kind of quite ostracized from that enjoyment to feeling that now activation, snacking on activation snacks, making them feel better. And yeah, that's probably the nicest thing to hear, I have to be honest.
I'm so appreciated having you on the show, Kathy. It's a fantastic story. I hope our listeners have been really motivated to know that there's so much you can do to support your gut health from your diet, from enhancing every single meal, and from soaking your nuts and seeds, and from getting the right snacks, steering towards healthy snacks that have been activated. There don't seem to be any other brands that are doing this. So it's great out there at Boundless Activated Snacking. For anyone that's interested in boundless activated snacking, they can go to www.weareboundless.co.uk and you can find out more about them also on Facebook and Instagram. On Facebook, it's at Eat Boundless. On Instagram, it's Eat Boundless. And you can get them on Amazon and they're being stocked in many supermarkets. So definitely give them a try. See how it supports your gut health. And Kathy, hopefully you'll come on the show again in the future.
Oh, Dora, I would love to.